Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, I'm here with Brenda Watson. Brenda, I don't know where I saw this, but somebody somewhere called you the diva of digestion. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, they have. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Smith. I started in the field of digestion 22 years ago. Almost 25 years ago. So I was working on my digestive system and detox and all that back in the 80s, which it wasn't very, I don't know what the word you want to say. It wasn't very sexy back then, that's for sure. You know?
Well, I'm so glad you do what you do because, as I said at the beginning, you know, when we started talking, we focus so much, and I'm guilty of it too, on all of the more, maybe that is the good word to use, the sexier longevity things like telomeres and stuff like that. And we do, and we forget about something as basic as, you know, your gut, and I do some talks on the immune system, you know, just really getting back to the basics. So I want to get into the benefits of detox, but before we do that, let's finish up the talk there about fiber. And I know that there's two types. There's insoluble and soluble. Can you teach us a little bit about the difference there? And is there an appropriate ratio of what we should be eating there?
Well, I'll give you an example. Think of your sponge in your kitchen sink. One side of it's yellow and the other side of it's rough and green. That's the kind of the way to think of fiber. Soluble fiber soaks things up in your digestive system. Cholesterol, it helps you maintain blood sugar regulation. It helps take toxins out through your colon elimination. So it's very important, and it helps manage a lot of actually weight issues because it actually has effect on some of the hormones that are secreted that tell you you're full. So soluble fiber is important, and it's usually the inside, let's say the inside of a fruit, you know, the inside of an apple is the soluble part. The insoluble is the brush, what we call the bulk, and that's what sweeps the digestive system clean, and that's found in the peelings of fruits and vegetables and things like that. You need a good balance of that in the diet. It's hard to figure that out. If you have more issues with weight, cholesterol, then I would lean more towards adding more soluble fiber. And the way you know fiber is soluble is it mixes up clear in water. So, you know, some good kinds would be like acacia fiber is a really good soluble fiber. Insoluble is the kind when you mix it up in a glass, it's a little bit bulky or gritty. But still, both of those are very, very important because insoluble fiber is what gives the bulk to your colon so that when you have a contraction to have a colon elimination, it has something to push against. That's very important.
So that's good. That's awesome. So I like that I think most people can picture that the sponge there, right? The spongy part, the rough part, insoluble versus soluble fibers. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the benefits of detox. We know that detox can improve overall health, and we know, you know, in this environment, you know, Brenda, today we're overstressed and we're overtoxic, you know. I just mentioned at the first segment that the EPA allows about 70,000 industrial chemicals in our environment, you know, through a variety of products, and they claim all of them are safe, although there's very little data to show that, right? So let's talk a little bit about why, you know, let me just ask you this. Has detoxification and these cleansing products, have they become more popular? Do you see more people using them now?
I will tell you they are popular, I think, with an educated consumer. Detoxification, which means you know, getting your channels of elimination, your liver, your colon, your kidneys, your skin, where you sweat, enhancing that with different herbs affect different organs is very important. In the 90s and all through the 2000s, you know, people were detoxing out there, Dr. Smith, for getting the toxins and chemicals out of their body. And then about 5 years ago, I think we went on this craze with weight loss and cleansing where people were using it more for that, and it became a bit faddish, bringing down weight. What's happening in the cleansing sort of category or market with herbs now is we've been through the transition where the people actually detoxifying and cleansing for getting rid of chemicals, and the average person carries around about 80 different chemicals in their blood, and you know when they come out and say, oh well, these chemicals are not harmful to you, they're not looking at the synergistic effect of all these chemicals in our bloodstream.
Right.
Ultimately, what you're
yeah.
doing in detoxification is cleaning up your blood.
Okay, that's a good way to think about it. You say 80 chemicals. I did see a report the EPA was saying that there could be, depending on where you live and what your job is, some people mm-hmm. get as much as 400, 500, 600 of these chemicals floating around their bloodstream at any time.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's pretty. Yeah. Are there any downsides to detox, though?
Well, I think there are contraindications. I think if you looked at, and by that I mean there are certain people who probably should not. People who have real compromised immune systems should be under the care of a practitioner or a doctor if they're going to detox. So anyone that's had chemotherapy, anything like IBD, ulcerative colitis, okay. Crohn's, anything like that, I would be very, very careful and be very much supervised if I was doing a detox program, because I think, you know, you can, you know, people with compromised immune systems need to be okay. monitored on it.
And now let's, what about the scheduling of a detox program? Are you talking about a daily type thing, or are most of these done on occasion, once a month? Is there any schedule that you like to follow?
I like to follow at least 2 to 3 times a year to do a specific program. So spring, fall, and usually after Christmas, to give the body a chance.
So you're going to be doing one coming up pretty soon, then, because Christmas is right around the corner.
Yes, we do.
So we know we know what you're going to be doing in January.
Yeah, you do, and I think using. Herbal formulas that that affect the channels of elimination, as I said earlier, because, like, you know, milk thistle, dandelion, these types of herbs help the liver. You have mullein, other types of herbs that work with the lungs. So you want to take something, and I think this is where it gets a little bit cloudy for people, that you can take herbal formulas that enhance the process of detoxification and cleansing. So let's say you're doing, I don't know, a week, a 2 week, even a 30-day program. You want to eat as healthy as you can. You want to drink plenty of water. You want to make sure you add in the extra fiber while you're, if you're going to initiate toxins to leave your body, you want enough, especially soluble fiber, in there to pick them okay. up so that you don't recirculate them back through the liver. So you want to have good elimination while you're on a detox. But a lot of these programs, Dr. Smith, are very simple. And, you know, when I first started lecturing on detox, seriously, in 1990 was my first lecture. People were clueless. They thought that you had to stay at home, that you know you could only fast and drink water, and there's all these different considerations around detox and cleansing. But you do want to have an improved diet. You can add in juicing, but there are a lot of things to enhance the process of detoxification with herbal formulas during a specific period of time.
And if somebody is listening right now and they want to do a detox for the first time, what would you tell them? Would you say do a whole body one, a liver detox? What would be your advice?
I would do a gentle whole body one first. Yep.
And then that would be a simple. And do you have, now? I know you have a few products on the market, right? Do you have a gentle one that you could share with?
I have one called First Cleanse, and I developed it as a result of my lecturing in the field to consumers over time, because
okay.
I would ask
first
the
cleanse.
Audience. Yeah, first cleanse. Yes, because I would ask people why they don't cleanse.
Yeah, and where can people purchase that at, real quick?
Oh, any health food store.
Any health food store. Look how easy she makes it, so easy for you. First cleanse, it's easy, and you can get it anywhere. Brenda, thank you so much for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.